An Introduction to Abraham by Esther Hicks. Hello, my name is Esther, and I'm the translator of the Vibration of Abraham. Abraham has explained to me that I'm able to receive, at an unconscious level of my human being, the vibrational intent of Abraham. They tell me that I'm receiving these signals, like those emitted by a radio, at an unconscious level, and then translating them into the word equivalent. They've explained to me that I'm bridging the physical world in which I am focused with the non-physical world in which they are focused. They told me in the beginning of my receiving of them that I was a particularly good translator for them because I didn't have strong biases or opinions that would make it difficult for me to receive them clearly. They said that it wasn't so much that I hadn't made up my mind about anything as it was that I wasn't pushing hard against anything. I was, for the most part, just taking life as it came, and I was in a particularly good vibrational place when I made my first contact with Abraham. Abraham has explained that everyone has the ability to receive information from the non-physical, as I'm doing with Abraham. Just as we all have access to writing beautiful music or painting beautiful pictures, it's all there for all of us to tap into at any time from any physical vantage point. And just as there is enormous variety in the way people translate music or art, there is enormous variety in the way people interpret non-physical energy. Understanding that, we always document what I translate from Abraham as Abraham-Hicks in an effort to distinguish my unique translation from anyone else's. Abraham suggested to me in the beginning of my translating for them that I not read what others have written or what others are writing, for they wanted my interpretation of them, of Abraham, to be uncluttered by opinions of others. They didn't want me to worry that I was unconsciously picking up information from other books or people. They wanted me to feel assured that I was, in fact, a pure translator of what they were offering. Now, all these years later, from time to time, I've picked up something or other that someone has sent us, and I can always feel the vibrational compatibility or lack of it when I read. Abraham has assured me that at this point I'm in no danger of hindering my ability to hear them accurately when I read, but I can feel that it often takes some time to get myself really tuned into their pure thought. So, while many people lovingly send us books, manuscripts, or information in a variety of formats, I prefer not to read any of it, for it's my intention to translate as clearly as possible what Abraham is projecting through me. Abraham has explained to me that thought by thought, sentence by sentence, discussion by discussion, that we, Abraham and Esther, have found accurate and unique ways of explaining their teachings that continue to expand and clarify. As they offer a block of thought, I do the best job I can, unconsciously, of finding physical words that most accurately depict their meaning. And when my words and Abraham's meaning match, off we go on some powerful, interesting, and clarifying rampage. And every time that subject is approached, the clarification increases. What fun this has been for me! I can sense the love, power, and joy that Abraham feels in their process of speaking through me. Nearly every day we receive yet another request from somewhere in the world to present another Abraham Hicks seminar, and our schedule of events grows a little more every year. However, at this point, it isn't possible to do something more unless we stop doing something we're already doing. Jerry and I see our work as meeting with as many people as we can in a question and answer format so that Abraham's message can continue to expand, and there is nothing that we enjoy more than being in a room full of eager, Art of Allowing workshop attendees who come to us with their newly refined questions for Abraham. The questions that people bring to Abraham, as well as those that erupt from our personal lives, are what cause Abraham's message to continue to clarify and expand. And whenever Abraham offers a suggestion of any kind, Jerry and I always do our best to understand it and apply it in our own lives. Over the years, Abraham has offered many processes. They lovingly tell us that they are eternal spewers of processes. So whenever they offer one, I always watch for an opportunity in my own life to apply it, and I always receive immediate and satisfying results from my efforts. When I look at the wonderful way we're living, see the amazing results we're experiencing in every area of our lives, feel the security that comes from understanding that we do create our own reality, and feel the satisfaction of having created such a wonderful reality, I want everyone to come to know what we've already discovered. We hold approximately 60 workshops every year, and we drive from city to city in our amazing motor coach that Abraham lovingly refers to as the Monster Bus. We continue to find lovely places to park, take our walks, and write our books, for finding a place where we feel wonderful is an important key to relaxing and receiving from Abraham. When we're at home in Texas, I have many quiet, private, and beautiful places to choose from where I can sit and receive Abraham's message. But my favorite always is our amazing treehouse. I always feel happy anticipation of what Abraham will have to say as I climb up into the treetops with my laptop computer and settle into the delicious energy of Abraham. As I closed my eyes and relaxed, waiting to begin receiving what I knew would be another wonderful book, Abraham said to me, "Esther, these words will flow easily. So many readers are reading Ask and It Is Given, and their questions for clarifications are already reaching us. Therefore, writing this book, which is a different book, yet a continuation of the first one, will flow easily for you. Enjoy this process. We are enjoying your enjoyment of your treehouse. Now let us begin." And so, off we go.